What's up, Unlost Fam? Back at it again. I am your host, Jay. With me is
CC.
And today we are going to talk about relationship shit. Some more relationship shit. This is going to be pretty much part three. Part three of relationships. If you go back a little bit, if you go back a little ways to see all
probably
of
at the
our,
very beginning.
Yeah, the very beginning of our podcast. Yes, I know we don't have that many episodes, but still,
we're working on it.
This is a lot for us, all right? This is a lot for us.
Okay.
So keep your comments to yourself.
Positive comments only.
Leave Brittany alone.
Wait a minute now.
Nah, but so we're talking about some more relationship shit. How do you feel about getting your man taken by your best friend?
See, that means your man wasn't your man. If your best friend took your man, that means your man wasn't your man.
So with that mindset, how long would you have to be together for it to be you weren't really mine to begin with? Like at the very beginning of a relationship.
Well, it depends. Like, it really does depend, because she can be madly in love with you, but if he was like maybe in love with her for a little bit and then he fell out of love, whatever, I don't know how you do that. But if he's like don't want to be with you, but he's just with you because you got kids, I mean, either one or two things happen. Either you wasn't giving him attention, you know, love and being together and whatever, or he just really wasn't into you in the beginning.
Yeah.
And therefore, when another woman comes along, aka best friend, he gonna easily walk away from you. But he's like, gonna easily all walk away, period. So he wasn't your man.
But like, how, cause he could still be madly in love with you, but at the same time, like, as a dude, like,
then he wanted his cake and eat it too.
No, not even that. But like, you guys always, so far as women go, I feel as though women always turn to like worst case scenario, which 9 times out of 10, I'm not saying that y'all are wrong for doing it, but 8 times out of 10, you guys are correct about just because the nigga was cheating. But like, I have been that guy who has left, who has not necessarily left, but who has like been dropping, I guess you could say, like a little, I guess you could
hints.
Say, yeah, like females do when they start to get fed up with niggas, like drop hints here, about like something you, not you specifically, CC, but something that like the person I'm in a relationship with has done, and it's just like
they're not getting it.
Yeah, like we just talked, like I just said something about this, like. Yes, like yesterday.
And it goes to show you how much y'all are in tune in y'all relationship. That's pretty much what it is. Y'all are not in tune. If you guys can't pick up each other's hints, at this point I'm gonna come out and say, hey, I need you to pick up your dirty damn clothes everywhere because you keep on losing it, or your shoes because it's in the middle of the walkway. And I'm tripping over it. Or you keep on leaving the toilet seat up and I keep on falling in like it's a damn pool. I mean, I'm not saying that has happened, but I'm just like, if women are like, hey, babe, we keep on leaving the toilet seat up and he still keeps leaving it up. And you know, at this point, you know, you fed up with it. Like, come on, dude. You know, you're not the only one in the house. There is a female. So, therefore, I'm not trying to sit my fat ass in the damn toilet seat and swim like damn fishes. If I want to take a shower, I get in the goddamn tub.
So, I was watching this TikTok, right? And it was talking about females and being in. So female narcissism. No, this is not just female bashing. This is me as a man
learning information,
learning the secrets and information from an African-American woman. So therefore us men, especially African-American men, because, you know, we need to do better in relationships just in general. But
yeah,
so that way we know, we have, at least I'm equipping you guys with some sort of hint, knowledge. No, CeCe's not like every single African-American female out there. No, I'm not like every single African-American dude out there. But, you know, just to get you at least have some sort of idea or at least some sort of inclination on how, on like what would happen. But back to what I was saying, there was a thing on TikTok that I saw about female narcissism, and it was when there was one that said like a female would like push, would like never take responsibility for anything she does.
Well, whether, that's the worst.
But like she'll do it for good shit. So all the bad shit, like she'll push it off on somebody else or something, or like
you gotta take all of it. Don't just pinpoint, you gotta take all of it. But if she really just feel like, now there's a difference. She was just doing it because she was just really not trying to take accountability. Mm. But there's females that be like, I really just did not know. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Oblivious. Like, yeah. Really? Like, I'm really doing this?
Yeah.
To you or whatever, or around or whatever. Sometimes women like, are blindsided, be like, oh, I really am doing this.
And like, that's the thing I feel as though, like, a whole bunch of dudes, especially, because dudes look at certain things. So, you remember when we were talking about, having, what was it? When, like, a female, like, you guys have been together for, like, 15 years, and then out of nowhere, like, she's had, like, hair all the way down to, like, her lower, like, to her mid-back type shit.
And she cuts it off.
And then come out of nowhere with a pixie cut.
Yeah.
Like,
either one or two things, like I said, one or two things happened. Either she was fed up with the whole damn relationship and it was really bad, or she had one of those.
She's still in the relationship.
I know, like I said, but I'm just for the other people out there. Oh. And for the other one, it might just be like, I need to start some, like, she lost herself being somebody's wife or mother, and she lost herself. And that's where she's trying to regain her personality that she had before she became somebody's wife, became somebody's mother.
And so on the other side of that, to help us as in dudes.
Yeah, yeah, I need some help.
To help us, like, what do we need to do? When, not necessarily a drastic change, because for us guys, we get haircuts all the time.
Yeah.
So you cutting your hair isn't that grandiose sometimes, but like when females make a drastic change like that, what should we do as a guy? Yes, support the change, but like every female is different, yes, but like how, what would be a good rule of thumb?
Okay,
going into it,
before I answer that question, let me go back to the beginning. If you're in a relationship and you've been doing the exact same thing with your partner for how many years, you've been together or not. Hold on. But, you know, depending on how long y'all been together, 15, 20 years, and everybody's been doing the exact same thing. She's been having her long hair or whatever. She don't go out, or drastic change. Just like guys have been like crisis, women have sometimes that too, but in a different way. So, like, let's say you work at a 9-to-5 every day, right? This is for you men, maybe to be more relatable or example. Y'all been working a 9-to-5 for like 15, 20 years, right? Which girl, which woman, or whatever. Kids is grown or whatever. Come home, got a, probably a regular 9-to-5 with a suit and tie and all that. Next thing you know, you probably wake up one morning and be like, I'm tired of this shit. And you leave the house with some jeans because you don't never wear jeans. You always wear suit and tie. You got flip-flops and shorts and tank tops, and you probably didn't want to go buy a damn bike. That's the same thing with females sometimes. It's our hair that it goes through a drastic change. And clothes. Like, if a female is more covered up, and then you see her all of a sudden wearing
short shorts
or booty shorts or titties all out and whatnot, like, and you,
she
like
probably got some good dick.
She probably got fed up with your ass and got good dick from somebody else, but I'm hoping that's not the case. It's just probably like, I've been doing this for so long, I want to find myself. My kids is probably pretty much grown, about to be out the house. You boring as hell. I need to spice it up. Now, sometimes we come to y'all, be like, hey, can we do stuff? Can we do more things? Can we go on vacation? Can we whatever? And he's like, well, let me see, blah, 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 whatever y'all say. And she's like, okay. And cut our hair, change our ward, go out with our girls more often, not being at home. You got some meals that is probably not even cooked no more because she's gone most of the time, chilling, doing whatever. And y'all, and I know, and some men is like, y'all trying to find out what's going on, is she cheating or not? And it might not even be cheating. It's probably just trying to find herself again. Because she put her life on hold just to make sure. The person she was before she married you is not going to be the same person after she marries you. And the same person she was before she had kids is not going to be the same person after she has kids. So
when you say trying to find yourself again, like, I get it. You get it, because day-to-day life, you're a mom, you're a wife, you're a girl, wife or girlfriend,
yeah,
or what have you.
So let's say she went
But what I'm asking is, like, what is it as that female's, like, counterpart, as her man, what should we do? So should we
pay attention more?
Okay.
There's certain things.
But nine times out of ten, most men don't realize it until that drastic change happens.
And then when that happens, you need to kickstart it. Whatever is going in your head.
But what do we need to do though? What is it that we need to do?
So you need to get up on it.
Get up on what?
Whatever she's on. Like, if she's going through that drastic change, clearly you need to reevaluate yourself. And think about some things like, what am I doing? Am I doing the same old thing? Remember you told me you got to do the same thing that you got her, do the same thing? How do you say it?
Damn. If you do the same things you did to
get her, yeah. If you do the same things to get her, you better do the same things to keep her. Pretty much. Clearly, life got in the way, and now she's like, okay, well, can we focus on us now? You don't want to focus on us? Guess what? I'm going to focus on myself. So, therefore, you need to look at yourself and change some things about yourself, maybe, or get on the program, or be like, babe, what's going on? You want to talk? Am I missing something? Did I not get one of your hints or something? Or and stuff like that. So,
okay, I got a feeling that all dudes, not all dudes, but a large majority of us dudes who don't have the financial stability. What should us as men do who aren't in that elite class? What should we do when we find a female who is in that upper echelon of society? So, like,
9 out of 10, she's gonna help you get into that society with her. Just know, if you want somebody up there and you're down below, think about some of your goals. Think about your future. Think about, like, personal stuff, personal shit. Like, she
how should we go into it? Because I know a lot of dudes
with an open mind.
True. But with a lot of dudes nowadays, is we see a female who's mostly about business, right? What? So we see a female who's mostly about business, and 9 times out of 10, they'd be the ones who are fucking fine as shit. And one of us does work up the courage to go over there. And I'm, guys, you know what I'm talking about. You guys know what I'm talking about. So, cause like, case in point, just take me for example. Me talking to, like a fucking up and coming Beyonce, right? Not saying actually Beyonce, but like, you know, she's an aspiring
person.
Yeah, basically, she's an aspiring singer. She's got all of this. She's got all of that. No, better yet, Ajanae.
Oh, because my best friend.
Yeah, so because like she's got that lifestyle where she likes to move around a lot, and
well, she don't got no kids either.
That's true, but I'm just saying, for a dude out there who is going through this situation where there is a female where she, not necessarily can't sit still, but is just wants to go a lot.
It's not to the point where she can't sit still. It's she has that freedom. So, let me rephrase that. Freedom. She has no kids. She has no ties. No nothing. Like I said before, it's the person before you get married and have kids is not going to be the same person after. She does not have no kids. My best friend don't have no kids, nor no man. So there's nothing tying her down right now. There's nothing, no strings, no chains, no nothing right now. So therefore, if she wants to hop and skip and fly like Superwoman and go to these different places, she can.
And yes, and the thing that I was trying to, the thing that I'm, the question, the core of the question was, yeah, that is true. But when she wants you to, type of situation. And so, like, you came into it intimidated. But what I'm saying is, you came into it as a dude, you came into it a little bit intimidated because she's got a reputation. Not like a bad reputation.
No, not hoeing around, but like.
She got one business already up and coming. She's got this. She's planning on doing this next. She's talking to all these other people and like all these like beautiful people in society. But like she wants you to.
Yeah. That means
and you so need like, to go. How do you conform to that?
Willing to change completely. Not halfway, not a little bit, all the way. You need to do a 360 in your life. If you is kind of struggling here and there, but you making it just enough, you need to go in this relationship and be like,
With honesty.
Always honesty. Have a conversation.
Not just with her, but with your damn self. I'm not speaking to females. I'm speaking to the dudes. Like, so case in point, this was something that this was a really huge situation for me and Sydney. I had some like for a couple years ago, I had a situation, right? a really shitty ass situation, and
that's
a really fucked up shitty ass situation. And it, for anybody who's listening, y'all know what I'm talking, or anybody who knows me and is listening, y'all know what I'm talking about. But I had a really fucked up situation, and I know Cece from high school. She was always about business, always.
He thought I was always about business.
No, she really was. And so, like, me and her kind of, like, became friends, per se. Not necessarily, like, friends as in, like, one-on-one connections, but it was more along the lines of, like, I basically gathered information from, like, her friends and like people around her, because like
most dudes need to start doing that maybe a little bit more,
because
not stalkerish,
because like in all honesty I was really intimidated, because like her friends were like straight A students.
Shit. I'm sorry, right, continue.
Never fucking mind.
No, keep going.
Never mind.
I'm not saying like all the friends that I had in high school made straight A's, but
a large majority of her friends made straight A's. And I was one of those C students just because I wasn't, like, school wasn't my thing. But I was really just sitting there thinking, like, damn, she is amazing and I really want to talk to her. And one day we did, like, we sat at the same lunch table or some shit like that. And she was right there. Dude, my heart was pounding. I could hear it in my ears. And so I was just like, bruh.
And you found out that I was really down to earth.
Yeah, and like, all I did was just say, hi, I, like, word for word, hi, I think you're the most beautiful woman I've ever met in my life. I'm Jordan. And like,
that was it. That was history.
Like, that was really it. Like, so a lot of it has to do for guys, like, if you see a female like that, like, honestly,
go up to her.
No, don't just go up to
yes.
her.
Yes.
Don't just go up to
yes.
her.
Yes.
Don't go up to her until you have done your research.
Fine, whatever. But it's better if you just be like, hi, my name is blah, blah, blah. It's just how you carry yourself.
Yeah.
If you carry yourself bummy, yes, of course. We're going to be like, okay, hi. But if you carry yourself with confidence and know what you're talking about and believe that what you're talking about is true.
But it's not that simple.
I know it's not that simple. I know for guys it's
so, then
so hard, but
exactly
that is
exactly what they have to do then.
But that is it. That I'm telling you, that is it. If you just come up and be like, hey, my name is such and such, George Bob, Billy Bob, whatever your name is.
But it's not just confidence. Because like you said, if we come up, we can have all the confidence in the world. We can. But if we got a hole in our collar when we try and walk up to you.
Well, shit happens.
Yeah, shit happens.
And,
but
and
like,
if she asks, hey, what happened to your collar?
But at the same time, 9 times out of 10, especially nowadays, women just gonna turn us right the fuck around and be like, nah, sorry. Or, because I've been hit with this, I'm gay. Or I have a girlfriend. Or I don't swing that way.
That means they don't want to be bothered, or they already got a man, or they really just don't want you because they're so judgmental. But if you have a real one, which you won't know until you take a chance, but if you have a real one, just go up to her and be like, hi, I just think you're cute, and walk away. You know what? Yeah, that's what it is. There you go, right there. If you just walk up to them and be like, hi, I think you're really cute, my name is such and such, but I just want at least to let you know, and walk away.
No.
And don't even get a chance for her to say nothing.
No. Don't listen to her.
Yes.
Seriously, don't fucking listen
to
her.
What you mean?
Because I did that shit with Amari. I did that shit with damn near all of your friends trying to work up to talking to you, and they had no idea. Yeah, that shit don't fucking work.
What you mean?
Time. I did it to every one of your friends.
And what'd they do?
Turn me down.
Well, they were judgmental anyway.
So don't go in thinking that that's all you need, because 9 times out of 10, if you looking at a bad female, like a real bad female, like she got everything, like just
well,
bam,
you talk
boom,
to them, then.
Bang, boom, bam, all of that. 9 times out of 10, you are not the only one who has came up to her and tried that move. And not, and fucking 10 times out of 10, you probably ain't gonna fucking get it. So.
Well, then you must talk to them, because clearly my information sucks.
No, I'm just.
Which is.
No, I'm just saying, because me and you, we met in high school.
So what?
But I'm talking about fucking niggas our age now.
And who, if you did the same thing, I'd still be like, oh, okay. And talk to you.
Okay.
Some of these women out here are just rude and insecure.
But you won't know that
until you talk to them.
Until you talk to them. And then at the same time, like, I don't know. I feel like we could, as human beings, as society, like,
one out of 10.
We're going to get to the point to where we're just going to start using robots as companions.
Probably. But one out of 10 females that you talk to, I promise you, is probably going to bite that bait. And actually like it. And that's probably going to be your one ride or die chick. But you won't do it. I mean, like, I'm telling you, honesty is probably the best policy.
Well, yeah, honesty is always the best policy. But then again, like, honesty isn't just the only thing you need.
No, and confidence. Like, just go to her. Be like, hey, I know but that's I not look. The
only thing you need either.
Your first appearance of coming to her, yes, being honest.
Yeah, being honest and everything. But, like, that's not the only thing you're
And then after need. That, hopefully you have some knowledge to back it up. Like, for me, I'm more of a knowledge type of person. Your mind is going to entertain my mind as well. If I can connect to you by conversation, your appearance ain't gonna matter to me.
That's why I live by the rule, always learn a little bit about a lot. So that way you can, it can be something small. So let's say, like, because
There you go, right here.
Because Cece likes art. I don't fucking know anything about art except for the Mona Lisa. Like, I don't. But I do know, I did look up an article on how to critique art.
Yeah.
And so, thus, like, you know, we have conversations about, like, art pieces that she likes. I don't know fuck all about that, but, like,
we don't have conversations. She's got about that. Continue.
Hypothetical, Cece.
Oh, okay.
Damn. Okay, but anyway, that's all of that. So, we'll catch you next time, and stay weird.
Stay weird.